The U.S. Department of Education released its annual Back to School report today. The government's look at the demographics of the nation's schools shows that the population of students has reached record levels, and as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, schools are having a hard time keeping up with the demand.
51.7 million children will attend public schools this year, according to the U.S. Department of Education. That's nearly 500,000 more than the all-time record of 51.3 million set in 1971, a generation ago. Demographers call this the baby boom echo. Education Secretary Richard Riley calls it worrisome.
In the next 10 years, we'll have to build more than 6,000 schools, hire an additional 190,000 teachers. And as this report notes, high school is where we see the real lift occurring. Public high school enrollment will increase by 15% over this next 10 years.
California, Texas, Washington, Georgia, Virginia, North Carolina, New Jersey are some of the key states that need to brace for this wave in the years ahead. In places that have seen remarkable growth, the typical school system is under tremendous strain. Take Clark County, Nevada, for example. It includes Las Vegas, the fastest-growing city in the nation. The population boom there has resulted in an identical boom in the county's school-age population.
In Clark County, we grow by 11,000 to 12,000 students a year.
Brian Cram is the school superintendent there.
This is the equivalent of one new classroom a day, every day, including Sunday, or the equivalent of an elementary school every month. I'm out there every 2 years asking for another $643 million to build 16 new schools, modernize 130 schools, and provide technology and science support in 71 schools. The voters of Clark County are getting very tired of seeing me as their poster boy.
In Gwinnett County, Georgia, just northeast of Atlanta, Alvin Wilbanks, the school superintendent there, says he's having to hire almost 600 new teachers every year just to keep class size at its current level of about 22 or 23 students per teacher. Class size, says Wilbanks, is critical to educational quality, and people who pay taxes in Gwinnett County fortunately understand that.
Our citizens do realize that the schools, good schools, have really contributed to the wealth of the county, and so far the people who don't have children in school have been willing to support that. We think they will continue, but it's still difficult at this pace of growth.
This kind of enlightened self-interest, though, is the exception, not the rule, says demographer Harold Hodgkinson of the Institute for Educational Leadership. People in places like Gwinnett County, Georgia, says Hodgkinson, are mostly young, educated, with kids in schools. But most of America doesn't look like that. Only one household in four, says Hodgkinson, has kids in public schools.
We used to be about 60-65%. So most Americans just are not moved by the argument about the need for more school construction because they don't have a kid that will go in those schools. And basically, it just isn't an issue that gets people saying, my God, this is the country's future. This is the workforce. This is the voters. We got to make sure that these kids become good citizens and smart people. But I don't find anybody saying that.
California is a good example. Mamie Starr, who heads the Coalition for Adequate School Housing in California, says the reluctance of taxpayers and politicians to face up to the problems of overcrowding has forced school officials to focus on moving children around rather than on raising the quality of their education.
We have a three-track year-round system, which for those of you who don't know about year-round education, it's musical chairs with kids. And we now do Saturday school, not just for truants, but in order to be able to begin to provide that basic education. We never turn children away. It's just not a moral or an ethical thing to do. We'll find a place for them. It may not be a very good place, but we'll find a place.
Demographers say there are four factors behind the record surge in the school-age population. First, people are marrying later and having children at an older age. Second, the birth rate, especially among Latinos and Blacks, is up. Third, immigration is up too. And finally, a larger number of children are starting school at an earlier age than ever before. One big problem, though, is barely mentioned in the report: the record number of students living in poverty. Almost 16 million children and teenagers are living in poverty today, 7 million more than in 1970. It's a lot to think about, says Education Secretary Richard Riley, but one thing is clear. Federal, state, and local governments are going to have to pay more, not less, for education, because if Americans lose this fight, Riley says, they'll lose every other fight. I'm Claudio Sanchez reporting.